It's 4:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, U.S. Secretary of State is warning Russia against destabilizing Ukraine, saying Moscow would face consequences and costs if it does so. Washington's warning comes after pro-Russian citizens in eastern and southern cities of Ukraine declared independence. John Kerry also called on Russia to publicly disavow the activities of what he called separatists and saboteurs in Ukraine. He made the remarks during a phone conversation with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov. Kerry also accused Kremlin of supporting the events in Ukraine, saying the trend appears to be carefully orchestrated. The Russian foreign minister, for his part, called for a federal system of government and constitutional reforms in Ukraine. The two sides further discussed their efforts to organize a national dialogue in a bid to end the political crisis and to allow Ukrainians to determine their own future. We're now being joined by Mike Billington from the Executive Intelligence Review, and he joins us via Skype from Leesburg. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Billington. Now, first of all, what do you make of the recent comments made by both the Ukrainian side and the side in Washington, where they're saying that Russia is the one that is orchestrating these protests that we're seeing in the eastern and southern Ukraine? How credible is that allegation, in your opinion?
Well, the Russians are obviously very concerned about the discrimination that's going on against the Russian-speaking portion of Ukraine. But the hypocrisy of those charges is outrageous. It's not as if everyone doesn't know that it was released publicly on YouTube that Victoria Nuland, Obama's personal representative to Ukraine, was personally involved in the funding, financing, and support for the neo-Nazi organizations on the streets of the Maidan, who were then used to overthrow the democratically elected government of Yanukovych. So for them to be complaining about a Russian intervention in Ukraine at this point is wild hypocrisy. But let me add that Kerry, as you probably know, had a six-hour meeting with Lavrov. He's had several long discussions with Lavrov. And while he personally is has to say what his boss, Obama, the Cheney-ac, maniac in our White House, who is committed to war on behalf of Wall Street and the city of London, has to repeat his accusations and warnings and threats of thermonuclear war, which is what these essentially are. Nonetheless, Kerry himself is having long, intense discussions with Lavrov, which may have more substance in the private meetings than what you're hearing in these public discussions.
Right. Then, Mr. Billington, Russia has time again and again said that Ukraine needs to change its constitution and become a federalized state. We've seen a part of inaction from the Ukrainian government as far as that goes. Do you think if the Ukrainian government sits and continues to point fingers as opposed to try and do something, we are going to see the situation escalate even further?
It's going to escalate further if Obama is not removed from office. This is not being driven by events on the ground in Ukraine or Crimea or Russia. This is being driven by the total economic collapse in Europe and the United States. We're now watching a financial system in Europe, which last week decided to go ahead with the process of so-called bail-in, which means they plan to literally steal the accounts of depositors in the next bank crisis, which is coming on very, very rapidly. I think the best way to answer your question is actually, if I may, to quote from Mr. Putin's leading advisor, Sergei Glazyev, who is also a friend of LaRouche and our movement, who is a top economic advisor and who was also one of the leading advisors on the Ukraine situation. He yesterday said, and I'll quote this, if the Americans try to implement the model used in the case of Iran against Russia, i.e., virtually total disconnection of the country from the world financial system, that is, from its dollar and euro segment, our calculations show that losses in the European Union could reach 1 trillion euros. And if payments are blocked, the European banks will feel it very palpably because hundreds of billions of dollars in liabilities will be frozen. This would turn out to be a big geopolitical game and bring on world war. So the Russians are very clear that this is being driven by the financial breakdown in the West, that their view in the West, their view of what the West, meaning the City of London and Wall Street, the banking hierarchy, the empire, know that they can't survive in this current situation. They can't have banks, they can't have countries bail out the banks anymore because the countries are bankrupt. They're going for stealing. And this means they need war. And therefore, we have to act in conjunction with Russia and China and those of us in the United States committed to stopping this disaster.
All right, I'm going to have to stop you there. I'm afraid we've run out of time. That was Mike Billington, the Executive Intelligence Review, joining us from Leesburg. It's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV, Mr. Billington.